Oh.
Let's start. That's the minutes.
Minutes. I have one already, but
Any additions or postponements?
are you looking for what? The addition is to discuss having the treasurer put our stock in the street name with Edward Jones. Since I didn't actually get around to get it on this warning, I think probably we should discuss it and actually do it next time.
It's fine. We do have a discussion for 7.1.
Right here.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Those are
Take care.
yeah.
Oh, okay. Probably
Regular
not.
agenda if you want.
Yep. Okay, great. So we'll get to that a little bit later. Consent agenda, reviewing the minutes. Put Jones back at that. Any comments on the minutes?
Oh, I think they're always wonderful, really well documented meetings.
I had no comments.
We have minutes here somewhere.
That was what you had initially, the
This
one that say
kind of
draft.
misses the draft of the
Oh,
minutes.
that's okay. Yep.
You know what, though? I will clean up now that I
Yeah,
was looking at
perhaps.
things with Carl. I didn't change the title to be meeting minutes rather than agenda, so.
Okay. Small change,
All
but
right, minus that.
is that the vessel?
No fundraising to speak of. In other words, none at all whatsoever. Okay, yes. Fair enough.
Okay. So is it I would just follow up and also say that Jane and I did get the letter out that was on the minutes that we were going to work on that, and that has been done. So,
I got mine in the mail already.
okay.
Heidi, did you say you and Jane had gotten the letter out?
Yeah, I mean, we could put that maybe later in under
Okay.
the business, but it was,
Okay.
I saw it on the minutes, so I thought I'd jump in and say that we did do that. Should we get to the treasurer's report, unless there's any other
Also,
discussion?
there was, as talked to Tammy, no, I haven't yet. I'm going to talk to Tammy.
Okay.
I've
We'll talk
figured
to
out some
Tammy.
of my problems already by myself, but
Okay, so Jeannie, that's an adjustment there in 3.2 on the minutes.
what's the adjustment?
The
Sheriff
has
Bill.
talked to Tammy should be will talk to Tammy.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lord.
I think I've got that, Jeannie.
Did you think? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Any other
I
little
don't have anything else.
tidbits? Okay, treasurer's report.
Hey, let's see. Noticeable thing over here in the change.
Okay.
This wasn't that much of a jump, though. Part of what I figured out is instead of doing the town money in four quarterly things, she is at least accounting for it as all in at once already. So that's why this is like 17,000 up.
Okay.
Okay. Everything else I think is normal. Capital improvement doesn't change. Checking doesn't change. I put computer reserve on there. I did not put a change because this is the first time I'm putting it in, but Tammy is now printing it out.
Could I ask Carl, What was it that you did change, or you were that there was going to be a change? What?
Well, the thing I find is that the town appropriation is being accounted for as all in our fund already. We used to come out with four quarterly donations, so to speak, of the tax money.
Right.
But now it's all in there at once, which explains why that
Okay.
wasn't working. I think I have it now. So that should not change much thereafter. No fundraising. That should start in. We had a donation.
Any questions for Carl?
Has any money come in from the fundraising letter?
It has, yes. I have some. I was going to talk to Carl today about how we want to handle getting the
Okay.
thank yous out and if you want to give it another week or if you want to start with what we have or but yes, we do have some returns to the appeal letter.
Great. Wonderful.
Library director's report.
I think I have anything too terribly exciting to relay from November. It's a somewhat average, okay month. And interestingly, some of the bigger developments happened here in the last week or so, mostly in conversations, updates from some of the things that have been kind of kicking around. We did hear that the state is putting together a Vermont-specific annual statistics program this year, since we're not going to be able to do what we've done in the past with the closure of Baker and Taylor. It's going to be somewhat delayed. They're not expecting to have a deadline until late spring. So we would normally be wrapping that up in December, but they're going to push that off into the spring now as they kind of sort out how they're going to navigate that. And then after having reached out to the town's emergency management director back in the summer when we were working on our building use policy, we did have some communication, but we never had a chance to really sit down and kind of work through some of the things we had talked about. We did kind of impromptu had an opportunity last week to discuss some of those things we had discussed about our building use policy. Despite a little bit of uncertainty with RBS, the town's emergency Red Cross shelter, maybe where things will go, it does not seem like there is really any reason that we need to consider making the RFL a designated emergency shelter. So continue to kind of what we've been doing in the past. Support people as best we can, make ourselves available to support emergency resources as best as we can. But there probably is very unlikely going to be a case when the physical space of the RFL would be needed to be used as an emergency shelter. So when we've had that come up over the years, like should we this, should we that, at this point in time, it doesn't seem like there's any reason that the board should think about using the space as an emergency shelter. So it just kind of brought a little bit of closure there to that question that we'd had of we want to help, but at the same time, we want to protect the collection. Like, how much should or we shouldn't we do? At this point, we kind of got the okay card to not have to worry about filling this place up with 46 people.
Great.
Hoping that we'll
Never
never,
happens.
right? We'll have to really readdress that. But in terms of our policy, et cetera, that's kind of where that ended up. And then the other thing that had been kicked around in the building use policy, the emergency town director, if we were to have a designated cooling center like that shows up across the state on all the list of designated cooling centers, it would likely be the town hall. The town office is getting AC, but kind of like us, it's not open all the time. It's not really a place to kind of hang out and loiter. So if there was to be a need, it would likely be the town hall would be opened up, the emergency Red Cross shelter would be opened up. So it's fine for us to kind of informally advertise that we have AC, but not feel the need that we should be open more or that we should be advertising more that we are an emergency spot for people to get out of the heat.
Special hours or anything like that.
Exactly.
And the RFL does not have a generator,
Do not.
whereas the town hall and the town offices do.
Yes. The town hall doesn't have, the town office has a designated physical generator. No, excuse me, the town office and the town hall both do.
Yeah,
For
okay.
some reason, I was thinking the community center, but no, the
No.
community center is different. Yep.
Great.
And I shared some information with him that I had learned about the Vermont Alert program. And it is 100% possible for Roxbury to have a specific alert going out on VT Alert about Roxbury. It sounds like it would probably be ran through the town office. But again, it's, yeah. Like I said, I had learned in the last few months that it is something that is available to any municipality.
For free.
I assume, yeah. But it's essentially it's a the designation process of who's in charge, who's managing, who's the contact person. And Lenny was just figuring that stuff out now, so.
And is there an actual emergency management plan for Roxbury? Like, I know there's nothing on the town website, so.
I was part of a process. It was before the pandemic. We had an emergency management risk management plan
Different
for
from the mitigation plan, though.
yes. Yeah, that was definitely wait, risk mitigation or
So hazard mitigation is different from the emergency
yep.
management plan. And I'm just
Yeah.
curious because there is nothing like I went actually, I was looking at this just 2 days ago on the town website, and there's absolutely nothing if there's an emergency of what
And
to
we
do or who
don't.
to call.
Lenny's the emergency management director, but he's not the town's Red Cross. What's the Red Cross designation? Like there's a Red Cross coordinator, a Red Cross something. That had been Josh Slocum, but they've moved out. So I think that's vacant as well right now. So there's, yeah.
So the
So
red, and that had been Tina before that.
it had been Tina before that.
There's some big gaps there.
Uncertainty. Anything else to pull up from the report? I don't think so. Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. Letter on the agenda.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay. Anyone have anything else? Questions? Looking through the director's report.
Was that a quote at the end from somebody about library service?
It was a quote, yes.
Okay, there wasn't any person named or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
Nice quote.
I've usually given the quotations as anonymous.
Okay.
Great. I see your note about elections and
Yeah, like I said, I didn't know if we hadn't necessarily said if we wanted to talk about it at the meeting or not, but it was just kind of a friendly reminder that we are approaching what will be the big cycle of sorry. So we have three seats up for town meeting this year. Heidi, Dottie, and Jane.
do we have any more candidates for board members, trustees?
I mean, nope, that you're stuck. Not
You're stuck,
yeah.
Dan.
I want to be here, actually. But I think, as I've said before, there should be younger blood.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll all keep that in mind
And get younger blood transfusions. But
for the next month or so.
I'm happy to be up for re-election. And do we have to get our petition signed then?
Not until
Yeah, not until like
January.
the third week of January or something.
So maybe next meeting talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else or a motion to accept the consent agenda with amendments to the minute there?
I make a motion to accept everything.
Second.
All in favor?
I.
Additions we didn't need any. Mm-hmm.
Yep, no audience.
Old business. Just to finalize the operating budget, and again to note that we did get the end of the year letter out. Thank you, letter. All right, you guys want to talk about budget?
Yes.
Like I said, I don't have. There are no developments in the last month since our first reading. There wasn't a lot of feedback. So we're coming back to this meeting with essentially the same proposal in terms of the line items that we saw in our November meeting. I did have the one page printout here to kind of summarize, well, it's not necessarily summarize, but just make it visible and a little more, excuse me, easier to read. But what's that, Carl?
We are in 26, right?
Yeah.
So you actually have the 2025 actuals here already anyway, or at least.
Those are my numbers.
Okay.
Those aren't Tammy's. So there might be a little bit of discrepancy there, depending on how she accounted for
Well,
some of the
hopefully
things
not a
worked out.
lot.
Not a lot,
Yeah.
but yes. So in today we would what we wanted to leave with was an approval of a budget and then a dollar amount that we want to include for our warning.
Yeah. Seems pretty straightforward. So certain things are fixed, right? Like the line 20, the dues.
Right.
We have no control over that. And the annual fee, 19.
We are not going to go ahead and put the postage number up.
We did. Well, we probably should.
Yeah, but we're saying there we spent 800 the other year.
It's gone up every year for
Yeah.
the last decade.
And again, postage is
So it's if we
in the
mail,
library loan
it's primarily into the library.
mailings.
Like postcards here and there, overdue letters here and
Okay,
there
let's see.
don't account for most of that. It really is. It's interlibrary loan is where most of that
See, now,
impact
how
comes
did
from.
that work out actually? Did the funding for that disappear or did it get reinstated or?
The funding moved to the courier program.
Okay, so
So
it's still there.
but we don't participate. It doesn't make financial sense for us to participate in the courier program.
Okay.
So
unless we
It
were
kind of
doing a lot more volume.
isn't so much the volume. So right now, it's a little bit more expensive for us to enroll in the courier. That would include one stop a week here in our library,
Right. I think
which
we went through that, but it was at some point it was going to be unfeasible for us to do ILL because of postage costs, and the money that was there is still gone. That went away is still gone. So it could
We're
be
not getting,
right.
we're not going to get money from somebody to pay for our ILLs, if that's what you were asking.
Right. I was thinking there was some development with the funding there that a while back you said it was going to make it essentially impossible.
Well, it was IMLS.
Yeah,
They
okay.
were one of the federal agencies that was cut in the spring.
Right.
So there was a chance that Vermont wasn't going to get any of the money that it was supposed to. And I forget the percentage off the top of my head, but it would have been like 80% of their budget or something comes from those IMLS grants
Okay.
that come from the feds. So
Is that still gone at the moment, or?
it was issued.
Oh, it came back, or
Yes.
part of it at least. Okay, so the ILL is still in operation. Yeah. Well, do you think we should go up? Maybe they're showing 800 for the other year. Shall we put that up to about 800, maybe?
It's fine like that it's
And that doesn't include newsy mailings, right?
No, that's
That's
on a
separate.
different.
Yep.
Yeah, the town pays for the newsy postage.
If the printer goes up, we can't help that either. But okay.
So that's going up $150.
Well, we don't really know, but I mean for
But
2035
yeah,
actual we spent
yeah, no,
right.
I'm just saying like we're gonna budget another
I
150.
suspect we're going to be up there again this year when it comes in at the end. So material, okay. Books were a bit up, so 500 there. Do we think 3,000 will
I think it's fine because we had,
should do?
yes.
Okay. Okay.
Carl, the only thing that actually has crossed my mind in the last handful of weeks that I don't think would dramatically change anything that we're talking about right here, right now. For a while now, I mean, for years, we've kept, you know, in the ballpark of 1,000 books off-site. It's not an enormous amount of monetary value, but what our, I'm pretty, do you have any idea if our insurance policy covers our physical belongings when they're not inside the building?
I don't.
I don't either, and I don't think it's a huge concern, but it might be something that's worth dig into at some point in time to see if our property, when it's outside of the building, is still covered. If we were to have an incident with the school or incident with the community hall, or if something were to happen to that stuff, would we have any coverage?
Yeah.
I would think if it's a municipally owned building,
It's probably covered
it's
through.
covered. You know, if it was stored in Carl's garage, maybe not. Or anyone else.
Got a lot of stuff in my house right now.
Fresh. Oh, let me see if the library will cover my little shed.
I knew you had a shed of books, so your own collection. So books won't go up other than what's budgeted there.
Okay.
Computer software, that's the, I mean, that's sort of one of
That's
the,
kind of miscellaneous,
right.
right? We don't subscribe to any software programs like we had in years past. The demand really wasn't there and it didn't seem to make sense. Like we used to offer all the Adobe products and I forget some of the other ones we used to have on the physical computer. Anyway, no, this kind of comes down more to like if there's computer repair, like there's small stuff, a year or so ago, we need another hard drive to be able to offer more backup services. So it's kind of that small miscellaneous computer stuff.
And that doesn't fit into the computer reserve fund.
So I'm getting ready, probably
Well,
in
that's like
December, we're going to replace one of our computers,
okay.
the
Yeah,
desktop
that's
computer. So that one is going to be kind of dedicated to like the full machine.
right.
The way we'd look at that computer software line item now is almost like a miscellaneous technology expense,
Okay.
if that makes sense.
Yep. It does. And then equipment, furniture.
Most of that is pretty much all of that is our lease on our printer. Yeah, so that's a printer, fax, scan.
Yeah, now there again, we're budgeting 312 and we were showing 826 for.
I don't remember why. I think last year we had.
Some kind of a one-off thing.
Yeah.
I can see how furniture's in there, someone might confuse that with facilities.
That was the Wi-Fi upgrade we did back in the beginning of the summer.
The new router
So
or
it was
something.
right, exactly. It was the new access points and the new router.
So that was a one-off. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to go back and think too, that grant money that we have sitting there could be used for like what would we think of like as more traditional furniture. So
Back again one more time. Did we finally pay a dollar and buy the building or?
nope.
Will I go over there and give them a dollar and say,
I'm just
here, will
saying.
you buy the building?
We've paid a lot of dollars in lawyer fees, but
On.
no dollar for the transfer.
And then maintenance is.
It's mostly miscellaneous interior stuff. So the salt for the walkway, light bulbs, cleaning. It's mostly cleaning supplies a lot of the
Okay.
time.
Let's looks good. Mileage is travel to trainings
It is.
and conferences.
So,
I don't have anything. Something else that I have questions about. Are we adding about 150 to the postage?
I would think.
So I get the increase 937.18. If you add 150 to that. That's how much it would go up from the prior year, right?
Okay, yeah, I had 850 just from those increases, but okay.
Which.
Well, this is what he's got already. And then if we're those already, yep. Yeah. Instead of 150. Yeah.
Ryan, I'm not hearing this very well. Is this anything that needs to be recorded?
Not yet.
Mumbling.
Not yet.
Not
Excellent.
yet.
You passed the town for about 34.6 if we don't want to be digging into our program fund.
I'd say 34.7 is what we've asked the last 2 to 3 years. And 26
Asked to what we budgeted.
what we ask.
Okay.
34.7 in FY26, FY25, and then FY24 would have been 34.696.
But it's.
All right. What you're showing here is 34.7 total revenue amounts, and the appropriations 33,000.
Right. So 650
Oh, sorry, you're
would be
right.
appropriate.
Yep.
Yeah, so and then this one was 33,660.
Thank
So I
you.
think you ask for about 34,6. That should take care of our increases. That would mean, let's see, here's the
And that's 3%.
appropriation also through some RFL funds that is the out of the program into there to make it balance without making it bite too hard.
Right.
The program fund seems to be okay with that much out of it, so it's not dwindling.
So 34.6 even would be the town appropriation.
That's 3% from what we'd asked last year for the town
So
appropriation.
if you ask them for 34,627, you know, it looks like we've really got it figured out better. In rough numbers, 34,6.
There you go. That
I get
grand turn.
34,610 actually is what I get adding the 950 onto there, but
Yeah.
34,610.
That's 3%, and we have here a total budget increase of 2%.
It'll
So
be a
did
little bit higher with,
adding the 150 is
yeah,
gonna make
it
it.
does bring it up to about 3%.
There's really nowhere else we can kind of shave that up, huh? To keep it at 2%
I doubt it.
on the
The 150.
Yeah.
And
I'm not really seeing it. I'm just trying.
Tammy on what the insurance is going to do.
We level funded all of utilities, which is going
Yeah.
to be largely probably fine. Assignment really the only thing that you can legitimately say you have full control over is the books, materials, or the programs line item.
Go down.
Rich. The books, materials, and the bridge.
The programs, but
Yeah.
so, I mean, whether or not it makes sense.
Think we'd want to go down and check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I'm
I
fine
mean,
with it. I just was just thinking of things.
technically, you can leave postage at 650, and we'll do our best to pinch corners throughout the year, and it's $150 overall. You don't, yeah.
And if we make that, you know, 700, I don't know. I think it's fine. I mean, you guys have a better sense of.
So I think in my, in terms of what we present to the town, I don't think it would be bad budgeting to say, I'd rather leave the books materials line item the same and not look like we could cut there because don't want to get forced to make cuts there in the future. And then just, I would say do our best, but yeah, find ways to make sure that we have enough money to cover the what's likely going to be higher postage.
Let's do that then.
Just level fund postage.
Okay. Going to level fund postage then.
So the difference between the 2 years would be 787. It's about 2% more than the previous year.
So as you have it printed here, I mean, to the difference being 787, that's about $1 a person increase.
Put down for 34, 450.
Still getting.
That would be 2%.
Let's see, the last ask was 33,660. And if we add 787 to that. Where are we here?
Totally reasonable and justifiable.
34.
447, so I said 34.
50.
450.
that come across, Janie, Jean?
I did not hear all of it. Could you restate it?
So is it, go ahead, Carl.
We are thinking we are going to increase the budget by, well, basically 2% overall, and comes up to about another 787. So we're probably asking the town for 34,450.
What was it last year?
33,660.
34,450.
And that was 2%.
Yes.
About that anyway.
And we will be requesting
34,450.
okay.
Any more discussion? This is our finalized budget, right?
Do we, I
We need to make a motion.
was going to say, do we want to make a motion including the computer reserve fund also, or do that separate? We'd included in this draft, essentially recreating the same article that was there last year, the same dollar amount.
Yeah. Just leave it as was. Yeah.
So good at making official motions, Carl.
Okay. Yes, I move that we will adopt a budget as outlined here by Ryan to be filled out by me with the 2025 actuals.
Twenty 26 actuals.
2026.
26 will end until July.
Oh,
2025, yeah,
got it. Okay.
actuals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Understood.
Was that a motion?
Pardon?
We didn't get to
Was
the.
that a motion?
I just wrote it down as a motion. As
Yes.
a motion. Okay. Did any? I'll second it if nobody else will.
Okay.
And thank you for the meticulous work on it.
So, all those in favor of submitting a request to the town for a budget amount of 34,450, say aye.
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 Any opposition? Discussion? I guess discussion's over. And then the computer reserve fund, we're keeping the same, but we should make a motion to.
It
How
should
much
shows it's
is the
chargeable.
computer reserve fund?
How much is 650? It's
Is the
same as last year.
yeah, which is how much?
$650.
Yeah.
So I make a motion that we request $650 from the town for our computer reserve fund as a separate article.
Sounds right to me. Yeah.
Okay. Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. And
Put you down.
budget down.
Done.
Okay, next up on the agenda, coordinate Christmas gift giving. Ryan, you have.
Yeah, so we did hear back. We did find a family, a pair of young girls who could use some support. I don't remember, did we talk about? I don't think we talked about specifics necessarily in the open meeting, but we do have a general idea of what they're looking for. The only thing I'm not totally sure is what we're going to do for the drop off. But I think if we can make it happen by the end of next week, it should be fine.
Okay.
So if we're all on board for trying to make something happen, we do have a shopping list.
Okay. Shall we divide it up now?
Can we put the Zoom screen back up? And sounds like last time when we talked about it, we weren't sure if we were going to do a gift card or gifts, but we actually do have a shopping list now. So.
Okay. Give me a second to all. Yeah, so the points that were ushered, they love cats, they love being stylish, small backpacks. Yeah, there's some miscellaneous stuff, a little bit of outerwear clothing, and a desire to have some American Girl dolls.
Really? Where do you get those? I guess you send away for them.
Guess they don't know. My boys
No.
haven't asked for them before.
How
But
old
do
are
that
they?
again. Cats.
Yep. And so I could send it out to everybody also so we had the details. But in general, they love cats. They love being stylish, makeup, mini backpacks. They could use some socks, indoor shoes, mittens and hats, snow pants. They like to draw, paint, art, cozy outfits, cats again.
They like everything. Can
Yep.
I give them Finn?
Don't give away your cat.
So they're
Okay.
age 7 and 8. We have the sizes for the clothing. So like so it was kind of like the big categories. You had the dolls, you had the clothing, and then kind of the gifts, the fun stuff.
Okay, the clothing was socks, inside shoes. What else?
No pants.
I think the snow pants, let me go back and look.
What's
Or no,
up?
they weren't the right size. Regardless, there was still, yeah. Socks, indoor shoes, nice warmer mittens, and a ha cool hat. I'm assuming that's a an attractive or fun, actually warm hat. Snow pants, boots, coat.
And you're going to send us the list and all the sizes,
Yeah,
and we
that'll
can
probably be.
just can we decide online what we're going to do? I mean, I'm not sure I will I can investigate if American dolls or American Girl dolls. They might have them at the toy store in Montpelier.
They probably do.
But
Well, if someone would go shopping for me, that would be great. I'd love to get a cat book, a book on cats or cats.
Yeah, I will do small backpacks and maybe something for drawing or painting.
Okay.
Being stylish, I feel very unstylish these days, so I'm not really sure what that means.
Well,
I didn't know you
this
could
is
get them
why we
hats
picked
like
up
the one you
that kind of
wore
museum.
today. I don't, somehow I don't think my hat is considered stylish if you're a 7-year-old girl, but No, and maybe not for little girls.
So I could, I mean, I could try to send Hannah off for the makeup being stylish. I don't know. No.
I would love to get some warm hats and mittens.
So I'm assuming,
Is it both girls need hats and mittens?
yes.
What were their sizes? 7, 8, and
The ages were 7 and 8.
so pretty similar.
Shoe size was 3, 4. Shoe size was 2.
What is sock size?
Either 2 or 3, 4.
Two or three, four.
And then what was the.
I could also send away for socks
Yeah, the
if you.
snowsuit was supposed to be 7, 8, or 10, 12. I'm assuming that since she sent us that list, she didn't have those items in stock or whatever stuff that she was trying to give away. I know she had a pile of stuff that she was trying to give away, but I'm guessing that if
Okay.
it's
Where
showing up.
do we drop?
I don't know.
Do we start by bringing it here, wrapped?
Mean, probably. Yeah, Casey's actually not coming to town at all at this point in time, but I guess we can get it to her in Montpelier. So yeah, by next. And again, I'm almost. Yeah. It feels like if we get it to her in Montpelier, that's our best bet. But
Okay.
still arranging.
As far as
What's our what
I'm
is our
thinking of it too.
timeline?
What's that?
Or am I taking it to Montpelier?
It probably makes sense to have everything together.
So I bring it here
Probably.
as soon as possible.
Probably.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
And Ryan, what would be our time frame?
We would need to have things delivered by the end of next week, because that's crazy
Okay.
to think that's the end of
So maybe dropped here by Wednesday.
potentially. And that would give us all day Thursday to, I can get it up there first thing in the morning or whatever, or arrange it, and that gives at least a couple days of.
That sound doable?
Think so.
So I'll do hats and mittens, maybe socks. Slippers.
I know Hannah gave away her American Girl dolls to our nieces. I know it's a collector, kind of more expensive, something or another, but I really have no idea how expensive. Does anybody else have a sense of?
Voice.
I don't have any.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not sure if that like is within the reach of us or not, or like maybe one for I don't know. I have no idea. I don't.
Thinking, are there bigger toy outlets in the Burlington area? Like Walmart doesn't sell them, do they? I have no idea. I really don't.
I'm just looking it up, and an American Girl doll goes for $135.
Wow.
What, really?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Up there are some that are a little bit cheaper.
Wow.
I mean, it did say it doesn't have to be a real one.
Oh, I know.
So,
A fake American girl.
an immigrant doll. Okay.
Yes, right. Your girl was not really American. It was deported by ICE.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we are.
Here we are. Okay, well, let's be, shall we be in touch about coordinating if people run into trouble or have questions? But Ryan, you'll send that email.
I'll forward the email to everybody so everybody has it to see.
That sounds good. Okay. New business, Treasurer's authority to work with financial planner. We just need to take action on that. Do you want to say exactly what you were gonna?
Well, wasn't really financial planner, but
That's how it's written.
to put our huge stock holdings into a street name, which is give it to Edward Jones, and they take care of the stuff and hand us the money. And it's easier then, I think, to put something into it. If something comes along, we just take it down to them and. As it is now, I think we directly own it, and all the stuff comes to us.
As individual shares like Comcast and
Yeah.
Verizon and all the telecommunication stuff.
We have four things. I forget what the dollar value comes to, but course, that fluctuates, but
What's their
you can see what we get per year.
what is their fee for that?
Leo Conway said he would do it for free for the library.
Well, that sounds
And
that'd be nice.
will authorize me to do it on that basis and
Without.
not necessarily otherwise. We can dividend. No, we don't have the actual, but I think it
Yeah,
was.
typically never budgeted. We've never included them in the revenue, I don't think, because it was pretty small to begin with,
Well,
and like you had said.
I think we include him in there. All of these things are sort of prospective guesswork, but based on what we've got from it before, we put a number in there.
We've put 425 in
Yeah.
like the last 5 years.
I think actually we exceeded it a little bit, but
Yep.
probably a good guess again.
That's we
So that's
anticipated
what
what we're
we
gonna
make out of it. I forget what it averages for actual value, but
And will this help move us towards, having, I don't know if an endowment's the right word, but sort of a nugget of.
it would be more actively
I think it
managed.
would be easier. It would be. And
Well, I mean, otherwise we'd be making our own.
nobody's come around giving us gifts of stock, but if they do, that's
That's where it would
a
go.
good deal easier, other than us trying to do something with it.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea if it certainly relieves some of the
I mean, it's not a terrible lot of handling as it is right now, but it's, I think it would, might work smoother in the future.
Anyone else?
Somebody else having more active eyes on it,
Yeah.
who's knowledgeable as well, is, in my mind, a win.
Sounds good.
Okay, so. So I would move that the treasurer be authorized to put our stock in the hands of Edward Jones, put it in street name, as they call it, and let them run
At no cost to the library.
provided that that is at no cost to us.
I second it.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Jeannie, I didn't
Did you
hear
get
you.
all that, Jeannie?
I didn't get all of that. What is the motion that made to take our that to authorize Carl?
The treasurer, yes.
Okay, to authorize the treasurer.
To put our stock in street name with Edward Jones and let them manage it, provided this does not cost us anything.
Okay. Hold on. Are we investing it with Edward Jones or just
Well, having them manage it.
having them manage it?
Find out when we want the stuff with the auditors.
Do we have?
Okay, you got that, Jeannie?
I think so.
All right.
Ryan will fix it if I don't. So Carl moved that. Who seconded it?
Both Jane and I seconded.
Okay.
Did anyone hear from Dottie today?
Okay, and we called for a vote.
Yep.
I say yes.
Okay, we all said yes.
There you go. 400.
Unanimous. Aye.
Okay. Next meeting, 2026. January 8th.
January.
Okay, unless there's anything else, we can adjourn.
And with me.
All right.